Okay, speaking for a lot of single American and North American males tonight, when I say we're in a bit of mourning, yep, we lost one beautiful lady to that dreaded engagement ring, but hey, couldn't have happened to a couple of nicer folks. Breaking pop culture news from the island of Hawaii, actually it broke weeks ago, but fans of the ABC summertime reality TV smash, The Bachelorette, didn't know what the outcome was going to be, and there were more rumors flying around than I think a lifetime of cliffhangers from the likes of Lost, Dallas, and Melrose Place, I want to tell you. Anyway, however, just like the bit of that song I played for you at the beginning, an obscure oldie from the legendary rock band Styx, Love at First Sight truly won out in the end, or at least, fingers crossed, let's hope so. Jillian Harris, the lovely hot dog loving interior designer from Peace River, Alberta, Canada. Oh, Peace River sounds like a band that played at Woodstock. Anyway, Jillian has just won us over all summer long. We've taken her to our hearts over the last 3 months, and tonight she chose Ed Swiderski. Ed, I hope I'm not butchering your last name, sir. The technology consultant who almost blew it, but he smartly came back and won Jilly's hand and didn't waste any time getting on his knees, proposing, and hey, you guys know the rest. And joining me tonight, literally, I guess it's around 45 minutes as I look at the clock here, 45 minutes since that proposal from Toronto, Canada, Jillian's homeland, Canada, love Canada, is Liliana Bonillo, who has been hosting a very popular weekly video blog, recaps for WED TV and the Ring Bearer Ka. Is it, how do you guys do that? We have Tom here in America, Lily, is it Ka or is it CA or how do you?
We say just ringbearer.ca.
Okay, that sounds a lot better than Ka, because it sounds like I'm it sounds like imitating William Shatner in the Wrath of Khan, you know, Khan! Anyway, but Lily is a part of that website, and it is such an honor and a pleasure to welcome you to the show, Liliana. Welcome to the Culture of Pop.
Thank you, Jeffrey. I'm so excited to be on here.
We've been talking via email over the last few days and kind of planning this interview. And did you have any idea or insight into what was going to happen, Liliana? I know that you're from Canada and Jillian is from Peace River, Alberta, I think I said earlier. Did you have any kind of insight or clues or hints or anything as to what was going to happen tonight?
Actually, the producer of WED TV is friends with a few of the guys who are on The Bachelorette.
Right.
So he knew a few of the inside details before the show aired. So we were able to incorporate some of that gossip into our blog during the season, but I didn't know Ed was going to be the one she picked. I just assumed that for a while.
Yeah, I was so afraid that Reed was going to come in. Actually, he kind of did kind of spoil the party just a little bit. And, you know, ABC, you know, they just love to make us think, you know, of all these possibilities. And they did a wonderful job of intriguing people. And by the way, I forgot to mention just a few moments ago, my good buddies Dina and Lisa from Celebrity Side Dish and also BeautyBroads.com. Dina was supposed to join us or be part of a separate interview, but she had some family business to take care of. And for all my regular listeners out there who have been with us throughout the summer and listening to these recaps, Dina, Lisa, and I will be gathering as usual. Matter of fact, we're going to be gathering on Wednesday to take advantage of the hot off the presses scenario. Of course, we have After the Final Rose coming up tomorrow on ABC, but I just could not wait to talk about this with someone as talented and knowledgeable and fun such as Liliana. And Liliana, do you think she made the right choice? You've been following this all summer with the rest of us, so what are your feelings after the final rose, you might say?
I definitely think she made the right choice with Ed. I personally loved Kipton from the beginning, but I think Ed is perfect for her.
I haven't had a chance to revisit the first episode yet, but she just had stars in her eyes when she saw Ed for the first time, and I'm a huge lover of romance. You know, I love love at first sight scenarios. Sometimes, well, more often than not, they don't work. You know that. I know that. But in this case, it was just magical, and he almost blew it. You know, I could not believe that he left her in the lurch. I think it was during the Canada episode, the train episode.
I
couldn't believe it, and I just couldn't believe that, you know, we'll have to talk some about Reed here, you know, bless his heart, you know, getting jilted not once but twice in front of millions of viewers across the country and in Canada up that way, but I was rooting for Ed because he just seemed like such a nice, personable guy and probably one of the classier guys that we've had on either The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, definitely, because there were some guys there that I was not a fan of at all. And, David particularly.
We found out that David was, we were kind of thinking, maybe he's not such a jerk. Yeah, he's still a jerk, you know.
Yes, the men tell all just prove it.
Exactly. But were there any other favorites that you were kind of interested in that you thought might have made better choices down the road? I mean, did you have any favorites during the course of the season that, say, tickled your fancy?
Well, like every other woman in America and Canada, I think we all fell for Jake.
I've heard of him.
Yes, the blue-eyed Texan just grabbed everyone's heart. So he was definitely a forerunner from the beginning.
Jillian has had so much press over the course of the last 3 months. I kind of want to take a break from her for a few moments and talk about you. I want to talk about your venture at theringbearer.ca. Tell me a little bit about what inspired you to do what you're doing, and do you have any background in TV or radio? Because you're just a natural, if not.
Oh, thank you so much. That's an incredible compliment. I don't have any background in TV or radio in particular, but I have done a lot of theater and dance. So definitely the entertainment industry has always been something I've been interested in. And Web TV was just the next step. It's part of theringbearer.ca, and it's going to continue to explore lifestyle and wedding trends in Canada and the U.S.
And what got you into The Bachelorette and The Bachelor? How long have you been watching, Lily?
It was my grandma who actually got me into it. So it was definitely a few seasons ago, and I just fell in love with the show ever since. Monday night, definitely Kipton's washboard abs were my guilty pleasure. So it was such a fun season to watch, and ABC does know how to make really good reality TV.
Yeah, we were talking about that last week, and this is probably their crown jewel. And I think, I've always felt that The Bachelor and The Bachelorette is up there with the likes of American Idol and Dancing mm-hmm. with the Stars. It's a very classy, well-done TV show. Of course, there's a little bit of, the reality is kind of exaggerated. I think it's no question that all those of us who follow this thing know that you have to put on a good TV show. And, real reality, such as, us washing our clothes and doing the dishes, that doesn't create a lot of excitement. You've got to do something to make the people watch, and they've always done a really good job. And this is the first time that I've watched The Bachelorette or The Bachelor in many years. I heard all about the Mesnit thing, and God help us, I hope Jillian's not going to pull a Mesnit tomorrow night after the final rose. Sometimes these things don't work out between the time of the engagement and the time that everybody reconvenes in New York or Los Angeles for the recap special. But I'm really keeping my fingers crossed. These are two really lovely people, and I think they have a good chemistry together.
Oh, yeah, I think so as well. I know Trista and Ryan are the only ones that have really worked out so far, so I'm hoping that Ed and Jillian are number two for The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
Well, you're from Canada, and what do you think has made the country take Jillian Harris to their heart? And what is, this is like a two-part question, and the second part of my mm-hmm. question is, what has been the response in Canada to her fame?
Well, I don't know if you got a chance to watch last season, but Jillian definitely said she was looking for her best friend, and we were all kind of shocked to see Jason let her go heartbroken. So I think America and Canada really fell in love with how real and genuine she was. And so many people can relate to that feeling of just wanting to find your best friend. So that's why I think she's been a huge hit with audiences everywhere. For the second part, in Canada, the response has been absolutely incredible. She's been on every morning show. Tonight, all over Toronto, there's After the Final Rose parties. Restaurants are booked out to celebrate for Jillian. So we've seen a great response with our chatter on theringbearer.ca. And all across Canada, people are loving Jillian.
She just seems to me like the ultimate girl next door, and somebody, I'm a single man myself, and even though I have been in media for 25 years, I can be a bit of a shy person until you get to know me, and it just looks like Jillian would be the kind of person that I could just go up to and have a conversation with, and we'd have the time of our lives. She just seems so warm and inviting and genuine, and it's my hope that, in due time, when it's okay with ABC, I don't know exactly what the agreement is as far as former contestants and stuff, but I would just love to have a conversation with her and interview her about her experiences and to talk about one of the greatest places in the world, and that's Canada.
Yes, it is. It's definitely one of the greatest places, and we were so proud to see her as the first Canadian. We didn't see any Canadian boys, though. I thought she was going to have some to choose from, so we were surprised with that one.
What's the response been like for your site in terms of this? It just seems like you're getting an awful lot of chatter. And what's the response been? Did you start doing these blogs for this season, or was it the Mesnit season? Or tell us a little bit about how everything came to be for you.
So this is the first season that we've started Wed TV for The Bachelorette.
Right.
We actually just kind of started it as a pilot project to see how things would go so I could get used to the camera, get used to the angles. But we had such a good response from it that we've just kept on going with it and had so much audience support. So it's been really great.
And do you plan, now, of course, we won't have another Bachelor until January. I think it'll be the first week in January. Do you plan to pick this back up in 2010?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm really hoping it's Kipton, because I wouldn't mind watching him every week.
It's interesting. You like Kipton, and I'll tell you what's really cool about Kipton. You know, in addition to that nice little day-after beard look when you forget to shave and stuff like that, he's got this cute little wink. I don't know if you've noticed that. And it's just, I can imagine him just melting women's hearts all over the world, you know. I think he's been very underrated. I sense a very nice guy there. I think maybe his lack of openness probably cost him Wajillion. You know, it's just, you know, Reed had the problem of committing, and Kipton was just maybe a little bit in the same ballpark, you know. And Ed had his resistance too, but it just seemed like they were just, you know, Jillian and Ed were meant from the get-go. I mean, it just seemed like everybody else just kind of like disappeared, like that old love song, "I Only Have Eyes for You." You know, I think the line goes, I don't know if we're in a garden or a crowded avenue. I mean, everything just disappears. And I just really, I found that appealing, and I really, really hope they make it. You know, I mean, it's going to be very difficult. And of course, you know, people, the critics of the show go, you know, gosh, you know, how can you find love in 12 weeks? And you're kissing guys like people trying Whitman's samplers of candy, you know. It's just kind of nutty, you know. But at the same time, I sense that I sense a good future for these two, but only time will tell.
Yeah, there were so many fabulous moments with Jillian and Ed together. I know when he left for the first time, I didn't expect her to be so upset about it. And I think that's when I really thought he is the one for her. I hope he comes back. So when he came back, it was really exciting. And I know tonight there was definitely some moments that I just melted my heart. Did you see the part when he was kissing her in Maui, and then he said, "I'll never do that again," and she asked, "What?" and he said, "I'll never leave you again."
That was the clincher right there, you know. And I thought he was, you know, Ed, if you're listening, apologies, dude, but man, you were so stupid. Anyway, you know, I just, I mean, I never would have left. I would have given up my life for somebody like this girl, because I think I told Dina and Lisa a few weeks ago, women like Jillian Harris only come along ever so often in a lifetime, and I hope I find my Jillian one day. Thank you very much. I appreciate the encouragement. I could definitely use some, but it's just, I just couldn't believe it. I can understand the demands of a career and stuff like that, but love, just, you know, when it comes knocking, you got to answer the door.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I've actually heard that Ed owns the company, so I don't know why he had to go back. There could have been something a little off there, because I remember him saying his boss needed him to go back. So I don't know. That's the only thing that's getting to me.
It'll be interesting. I'm sure that Chris Harrison will bring this up on After the Final Rose, because Chris is such a really articulate, you know, wonderful interviewer. So it'll be really interesting to see, that is, fingers crossed, if they're still together, these questions being answered, because I'm sure that that thought has crossed a lot of people's minds. I will say that I think another thing that I think pretty much drew her to him is that they're both, I sense, workaholics. They're people that are really passionate about their jobs. And this leads me to another question here. Do you think Jillian's going to leave for America, or are they going to divide time between Canada? And I think Ed is from Chicago, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, he's from Chicago.
Now, he's originally, I think, from Michigan, but he calls Chicago home nowadays. Mm-hmm. But boy, as a city, Chicago, I'm so looking forward to going there next year. Maybe they'll have me over for dinner. But you know, what do you think about that, Lily? Do you think that it's going to be a back and forth relationship for a while, or what?
I think for a little while, definitely back and forth until they sort everything out and get the hype over. But I know a few times during the episode, she's always said she's ready to pack up and leave and let someone just take care of her. So I think she's going to be heading to Chicago pretty soon.
Yeah, I hope she's a Cubs fan, because she and I will have a lot to talk about. And, of course, you know, hot dogs at the stadium. You know, she's going to be in hog heaven with the hot dogs and the mustard and all the toppings and all that. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. It really is. And one thing I wanted to ask you, Lily, as we start to wrap this up here, do you think that Jillian might have a future in TV? Because, you know, I've been in this business for so many years, and just, she is, you know, not only easy on the eyes, but she's just a really, she seems like a real people person. Have you heard any kind of rumblings that she might might be considering a career in TV, or what?
I know that she's very charismatic, and a lot of people just fell in love with her this season, so I could see her being an incredible TV personality. Melissa Rycroft from last season is now on Good Morning America.
That's right.
So we've seen her jump into entertainment, and I don't think it would be a stretch at all for Jillian to jump over there.
Well, I'm definitely going to encourage her all I can. And have you, you know, we both have similar ventures as far as online media. Have you expressed an interest in maybe having her on your program or doing an interview for your site? Or what's up with that? Anything going on that you can talk about?
Oh, I would love to have her on. Definitely try to be in contact with her. So we'll see what can happen if the fellow Canadian can come talk to us on the Ring Bearer.
Fingers crossed. I don't think you'll have much problem because, like I said earlier before we were talking here, I just adore your site, and it seems like it's going to have a lot of potential down the line, or it's already, you know, got potential. We're just making this up as we go along here, folks. But do you have any future hopes and dreams as far as your career in online media?
Well, definitely the Ring Bearer is something huge and a big part of my life that I keep on doing. And Wed TV is the next step. We're going to keep exploring wedding and lifestyle trends, and it's definitely something that we're going to continue.
Well, Liliana, it's just been an absolute pleasure talking to you this evening, and I hope that we can have you back on the show and around January or so, and we'll talk a little bit about The Bachelor. And speaking of which, do you now you're a big Tipton girl, but the buzz is that it will be I actually thought that Reed would make a good candidate, especially since he's been jilted twice. You know, I think they owe it to him. But the same, you know, Jake is just so camera ready, and he's got that GQ kind of thing going on. You know, any feelings on those two, or do you think it will be Kipton?
I am set on it being Kipton. I said it from almost the second episode that Kipton's going to be the next Bachelor.
It's going to be interesting. I think that he'll loosen up quite a bit if he's the star of the show, because I sense a really nice guy there, somebody that needs to open up more, and that would be quite interesting to see if that does happen. But there's plenty of time for ABC to decide, and people like you and me are probably going to be catering to their every whim as far as any bit of information that we can get out. But Liliana, you're an absolute delight, and I look forward to getting to know you and having you back on the show sometime.
Thank you so much. I would love to be back.
Thank you, Lillian. Lillian Panillo, the host of the extremely popular, and it gets more popular week by week. It's probably going to be seeing a lot of traffic this week. If you want to see Liliana talking about both the finale of The Bachelorette with Canada's own Jillian Harris, you need to go to theringbearer.ca. And is it wedtv.ca as well?
No, but you can get it on the YouTube channel as well. So if you just search wedding planning, that is the YouTube channel.
Well, there you go, folks. And I will include a link to Liliana's site in the show notes for this particular episode. Don't forget, I will be talking with my good buddies from Celebrity Side Dish, Dina and Lisa. We're going to be talking about both the finale of the show and also after the final rose, which for those of you listening out there is going to be tomorrow night or Tuesday night. Tonight, as a lot of you are probably listening, it's going to be tonight at 10 Eastern, 9 Central on ABC. Chris Harrison in the driver's seat as host as usual. My new friend Liliana Panillo and myself, Jeffrey Rosato, this has been a special breaking news edition of The Culture of Pop on the DVDmarquee.com. And until we meet again, amigos, add you sly dog, you.
One more time, seeing your face in the
Liliana Panillo. I'm glad we have post-production. Okay, three, two, one. Joining me from Toronto, Canada is Liliana. we have a blooper reel in progress here. Okay.
Yes. Okay. We're starting early.
Panillo.
Yes.
Pinio.
Yeah,
okay.
That's it.
Okay. Pinio. I'll be hearing it in my sleep tonight. Pinio.
Yeah,
okay.
You got it.
Okay.